I'm going to ask the speakers to make some concluding comments in the reverse order because I want to hear from Marv last. So let's start with Marie.
Yeah, I think on the question about the media, which I think is a really important one, I mean, every meeting like this in Canada deals with this issue and sort of tries to fantasize how we're going to have our own national newspaper and all of this, and it's not going to happen anytime soon, right? And the notion is that if we don't have that, we can't possibly win. Well, we can't accept that. We're not going to have a national newspaper or a television network or our own radio stations anytime soon, with the exception of Co-op Radio, of course. But I think we need to use the media a lot more than we do. This gives me an opportunity to tell you about a little project I've started called Word Warriors, which is I'm trying to get 1,000 people across the country who will agree to write a letter twice a month, and I will provide the data and analysis and arguments and send that out weekly. I've done 4 already. I've got 170 people so far. So I hope you'll sign up. I'll put a sheet at the back there. But I think it's really important to understand why this is important. It's sort of amusing, really, because I give these speeches about how incredibly awful things are, and people say, well, what should we do? And I say, write a letter to the editor. It doesn't sound too terribly effective. But the reason I think it's important, 2 reasons, actually. One is that one of the huge advantages that our adversaries have is our isolation from each other. People read the newspaper and they don't see their values reflected back at them at all. I mean, you read the Vancouver Sun, you want to go back to bed. And I think it's important for people to see that other people believe the same things they do. And I think by reading letters to the editor, which most people actually do read, and seeing their values reflected back at them actually strengthens the notion of community. The other is, and someone else mentioned this tonight, is that most reporters are actually much more progressive than, certainly more progressive than the media owners. And the other thing that writing letters to the editor does is that it allows them to go to their editors and say, look, I want to write a story about poverty. If there's nothing to show that people care about it, the assignment editor just says, oh, that's not news. No one cares about that. But if there's stuff in the letters to the editor page, then the reporter has something to fall back on to say people care about it. So I would encourage that. I would also encourage you to do the following, and that is, find out who the news editor is at the Vancouver Sun and phone up and yell at them. In Saskatchewan, when the Tories were in power, they had 3 full-time staff, and that's all they did. That's all they did, all day. Each day, they would look at the media, find any negative article, phone the reporter, yell at the reporter, and yell at his editor. And believe me, it has an impact. After a while, you just saw fewer and fewer critical articles because each reporter would go, God, if I say that, they'll get yelled at. You don't have to yell at them, but you do have to say, look, why aren't you covering the story? Or if they covered the story badly, you interviewed the Fraser Institute and you didn't talk to the CCPA. Are you crazy? I mean, this doesn't take very much time. And believe me, over a period of time, this has an impact. So to throw up our hands about the media, I think it's just a mistake. I think that we actually can have an impact. I'm only going to comment on one other thing, and that is someone asked who we should vote for. And I'm saying this strictly as an individual because I'm associated with a number of organizations. I just think it's absolutely clear who we should vote for, and that's the NDP. Jack Layton is doing things with the party and trying to engage social movements that no NDP leader has done in 35 years. In fact, it's one of my huge frustrations as a social movement activist. I've never been in a political party. Is that this huge gulf between social movement organizations and activists and electoral politics. And one of the reasons I think it's important to support the NDP under Layton is that he's actually trying to deal with that. He's trying to reach out to social movement organizations without asking for an endorsement. He wants to impart base policy on what is happening on the ground with social movements. The other thing he's doing is he's trying to change the party into a social movement party, which it was when it was the CCF. So I think for those reasons, it's extremely important to do that. And if you've never been involved in an election, this is the one to get involved in.
Thank you very much. Jerry?